When Bridget asked me what I wanted to share today, I knew I wanted to talk about the planet. It's been the focus of my ministry for the last few years. We have a word for it now called eco-spirituality. We live in seriously troubled times. I do not have to list the concerns. I know you live with them too. But to me, the most critical issue we face, the most fundamental, is the climate crisis. For if we fail at this challenge, we will not survive as a species. The planet will be fine and will continue to host beautiful, beautiful life forms. And it will continue to revolve around the sun. But we will not be a part of that. The window of opportunity for making the needed changes to support human life is closing. We do not have much time, and there is much to be done. Bottom line, we need to elevate human consciousness. A big order, I know. So how do we get there? We have made a lot of progress, but not enough and not rapidly enough. Why? Everyone cares. Ask your friends or family about the environment, the climate crisis, any related topic, and they'll tell you they care. And they do. I would suggest that caring is not enough. We need to love. So I want to talk to you about falling in love with the earth, a giant step beyond caring. When we fall in love, there are certain shifts in our consciousness that change us. I would like to consider four this morning: curiosity, hope, devotion, and wonder. Let's take them one at a time and see what we can glean to guide us. First, curiosity. I remember the first time I met my husband, Tom. We were at a Big Brothers Big Sisters board meeting, and I was coming off a recent divorce, and I had no interest in meeting a man, not romantically at least. But you know how this story goes. I saw him and became curious. That bud of interest bloomed into wanting to know everything. I wanted to know who and where he was from, what he was doing, what he hoped for in the future. Our curiosity is an engine for our intellect. It gets us going, and it keeps us going. 44 years of marriage, and I'm still curious about this man. All is change, and this journey is never over if we remain aware. When we fall in love with the earth, we become curious about this intricate, endless, evolving creation. We learn one thing, and three more mysteries come into our minds. We are constantly surprised and delighted. Sometimes we are saddened and concerned. But in the whole adventure, there is a magical beauty that awaits. The better we understand our loved ones or this planet, the better we know how to love them. So let's be curious. There is power in knowledge. Unity has a book group, and I'm sure that maybe you've already discussed these issues, but I would suggest that you keep discussing these issues. And you know, there are so many great books. There are really good books out there on this topic. And you can discover possibilities, both for you as individuals and as community. And you will generate enthusiasm and action. In my own book, Divine Sparks, there's an action checklist, which can give you a place to start. And you can just build your community and have fun as you're making the world a better place. My only caution is to remember not to judge one another. Everyone is on his or her own journey with Mother Earth, and our only job is to be supportive. At times, environmentalists can become rather scolding, and that really gets us nowhere. Be the loving beings you are called to be, with no boundaries to that love. The second fruit of falling in love is hope. All of a sudden, the dim future seems lit with possibilities. We can all remember that spark of anticipation that loving brings. It is there when you look at a newborn child. Perhaps you feel it right now. It is incredibly energizing and uplifting. The best hope takes us out of despair, which is an easy place to go to when thinking of the impact of climate change. But it also does not change us into ineffective Pollyannas. It's a middle path. We are aware of what is needed, of what the options are, and of our own strengths and limitations. Our imagination kicks in, and we see opportunities to make a difference. Each one of us can. Hope is a verb. Its call to action requires courage. In my mind, hope is strongly linked to courage. It is really critical that you know how powerful you are. When we are in love, we can step out of our comfort zones and try new things. What we choose to do, what we choose not to do, all have an impact. So choose well. And next, devotion. Of course, devotion is a much admired and celebrated fruit of love. We see so many beautiful examples that inspire us. If you're lucky enough to live with a dog, you know all about devotion. When we are devoted, the beloved becomes our priority. We are willing to sacrifice our time, our treasure for this being. In times of need, abandonment is never even considered. That is not who we are. That is certainly not Unity Church members. In all circumstances, we want time with our beloved. We want to share the reality that is our lives. With our planet, devotion requires us to make time, to cultivate our awareness and pay attention in a consistent manner. We need to understand the planet's reality, which we share. We then know what steps to take. Those steps may feel like sacrifice. Indeed, they may be sacrifices. But I would like to argue that sacrifices for the good of our Mother Earth will ultimately benefit us. After all, we are interconnected in a web of life, not separate. If we are willing to change our ways, our lives will be simpler, in line with our values, more in tune with our true selves, who we were created to be. And we can offer a bright future to our children and grandchildren. Is that sacrifice? If it is, it is only temporary. You know what is needed, so as individuals and as a community, you can empower yourselves to manifest meaningful change. And this brings us to the last fruit of love we'll consider, wonder. Mindfulness practice can be key. Here, it is important to understand mindfulness as a deep spiritual practice rather than a tool for some outcome we desire. But maybe that's another talk for another day. When we practice mindfulness daily with concentration, it is life-changing. That means changes in our relationships too, and I can assure you from my own life, those are positive, powerful changes. We move more slowly through our days, but with greater consciousness and clearer hearts and minds. If you take a mindful walk in the park, You will do more than count your steps. You will see the dragonflies, hear the birds, smell the grass, and contemplate the sky. You will touch the divinity that is at the heart of life, including your life. This experience of the natural world, of which we are just a small part. But this experience is when curiosity, devotion, and hope are born. We fall to our knees before the wonder of it all, and then we want to offer our lives for its preservation, cultivation, and celebration. What we discover is how extraordinarily blessed we are, and we want to pass that blessing on to those who come after us. So, my friends, this is it. This is it. My teacher, Zen Buddhist Thich Nhat Hanh, created a calligraphy with these three words. This is it. It can frequently be seen in his monasteries. Of course, it calls us to the present moment, a fundamental Buddhist teaching that helps us not dwell on the past or ruminate about the future. But for me, it is also a reminder of our times. We are at a critical junction, and indeed, this is it. Let's put our hearts and minds to this noble task of raising consciousness, and let us do so joyfully, for joy is what will help us go that distance.
Applause, how nice.